Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How could I help you?
Yes, I just called previously and talked to someone else. I got a cancellation number and everything. And I asked, it was about a $49.89 charge. And I asked her if there were any other charges. And she said no. And now I see one from January 1st as well. So I'd like to address that.
You would like what, ma'am?
I called previously and spoke to someone else just a few minutes ago and got a refund for my credit card charge in February. And I asked her if there were any other charges connected with them, and she said no. And now I see one in January, so I want to address a refund for that.
Okay, so I would have to see if she gave you a refund. She probably gave you a refund of the most recent charge. And that's usually the only refund that we give, but I can definitely take a look at it for you. May I have your zip code, please?
32949.
And your first and last name?
Linda Barker.
All right, give me just a moment. Okay, ma'am, can I get you to verify your address for security purposes?
Sure, 6645 South US Highway 1, Grant, Florida, 32949.
Okay, so I see your bill for the meal app plan. That app helps to cut sugar and carb cravings and has recipe guides on it as well.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
So when,
could you slow down for me a little bit?
No, I was saying that I see what your bill for the meal app plan.
It started with a Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, a chance to win one of those products. You have to read the terms and conditions when you're taking these surveys and things, because you have sure what
there's
I was
no,
stating.
Nobody,
you have to read the terms and conditions when it comes to
I
these
know,
different
but
products.
No, yeah, but there is no information there. There is no information there. I read everything. There is no information. It switches you from a thought I was getting a Dyson vacuum cleaner and some kind of program. It's just not written there, ma'am. I mean, it's just not written there. So,
okay, well,
and I specifically asked the other girl if there were any other charges, and she said no, and now there is. So I'd like a refund again for that one, because I didn't authorize any of this, and I'll just have to go through my credit card company if I have to.
And see, you've already stated that you're going to contact your card company. So at this point, we don't know if you contact them or not. And she fully refunded you the last charge. So what you can do is you would definitely need to get them to give us a call, your card company, and then we can go from there when it comes to this last charge.
Well, first of all, I didn't say I contacted my credit card company. What I said was, if I don't get a refund because it was unauthorized, then I would. So I didn't say that at all.
Okay, well, that's what was documented.
I wouldn't be asking for a refund if I if I had contacted them. I just would rather get it settled here.
Okay, that's
but
what
why
was...
Why would she tell me there were no other charges? I could have handled this the first time I talked to her.
Ma'am, I'm not stating that she... I'm not showing where she said there weren't any more charges. I'm
okay,
just going
okay.
by what I see on the account and what she documented. You called in and you asked about canceling and you asked for the refund. And she advised you she could refund the latest charge. And then she said said something concerning your bank and she refunded you in full for that last charge.
Yeah, no, she didn't say anything about latest charge because I specifically asked if there were other charges to prevent what we're going through now. And again, about the credit card, I said if I don't get 100% refund, I will contact the credit card company because it's unauthorized. So that's the way the conversation went. I wouldn't have had to call back if she had told me there was another charge, which I specifically asked her.
And see, I'm seeing something else documented, so that's why I stated, if you can call back with your card company, ma'am, we can definitely assist you.
How can I call? How will I call back with my card company?
You
how
can call back
that?
With them on the phone, or you can give them our information. They usually are familiar with contacting merchants back.
So just call them and tell them that's a fraudulent charge. And have them call the number I just called?
You can contact them and let them know that we would need to speak with them regarding the charge. And you can give them this number. And they just normally call like any other customer.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.